I mean, that really is a nonsense. The Tories have actually said they don't want a referendum, but they rule out joining the euro within the next parliament, the period of the next parliament, and possibly the second parliament after that. They do not rule it out indefinitely.
You can't. Politicians say
right. So if they're not going to rule it out indefinitely, how could you say that you will not at any cost join? Listen, let me make my point, okay? The only political party in this country that has been saying now for 4 years that we need to have a referendum and get the views of the British people, not the politicians. It's not the politicians who will make the decision. It's the people of the United Kingdom who has to make that decision. We should have had a referendum to establish the principle 2 years ago. But of course the Labour Party are looking at the date and will choose the time that they feel that they can win the argument. The Tories are in a ridiculous state of affairs because if the Tories have a referendum, it will split the Conservative Party. They know that. They know people like Kenneth Clark, Michael Heseltine and many others would like to join the euro. As far as we are concerned, it is up to the British people and we want a referendum.
All right, well, I think it's only fair, Morning Word, which said that many local businessmen in this area, with the combined port, if you like, of Immingham and Grimsby being the biggest freight port now, they're worried about possible isolation as a result of this. Why can't they say we have a trading euro for business and keep the pound for domestic... I don't mean out of sentimentality, neither do they, but to keep the pound at home and trade, trade international euros.
You can't have two currencies.
You both want to make a thing.
Can I say this? I mean, I work in the shipping industry and I can see what's happening to manufacturers in the United Kingdom. They're having great difficulty exporting to Europe. We can see in trade that there is an influx of imports from Europe, but going in the opposite direction, we have very little exports. And it's because of the strength of the pound.
Too expensive.
And absolutely.